I'm an avid listener.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to ask you if there's any kind of special preparation you do to your throat before putting your vocal cords through 4 hours of punishment each night.
Well, I usually, you know, I have some, before I get on the air, I'll sit in my office and scream, waddle-diddle-da-da-muddle-diddle-da-day, waddle-diddle-day, waddle-diddle-die, waddle-diddle-da-da-diddle-dum.
How the heck do you do that, Grease Man?
Well, that's, you know, that's why a man like me is a man like me. And then, of course, I have the secret ingredient. Something I use to help me out. Oh, there are times when it really comes in handy. When nothing else you've got will do the job. So unlimber timber and whip up a glob. With a little bit of, with a little bit of, just a little bit of ding dow joint. Works for the throat. I mean, 10 billion women can be wrong. Before I shriek, I must prepare my deep pipes so they sound great and rumble low. I don't need a lozenge. I just let the flow with a little bit of, just a little bit of, just a little bit of ding dow doing. So nice. So satisfying. Other household uses as well. Here on the air, when my chair starts a squeaking, the noise is loud and makes a grating sound. I don't need no WD-40 when I can pound, pound, pound with a little bit of, just a little bit of, just a little bit of ding dow doing.
No telling where the grease is headed next.
Is Rex Harrison
it's
still alive?
It's the Grease Man Show.
I don't know if Rex Harrison is still alive. No, I think he's gone to his great reward. Whew. May Rex, imagine him driving along and listening to that. Oh, good, there's one of my tunes. Well, hey, it's the 90s. You got to change with them or they'll pass you by. 1-800-544-9294 is my number. Stand by for more of the Grease Man Show.